Corruption Watch today celebrates a landmark constitutional court victory that strengthens meaningful public participation in appointing leaders to key state institutions. The court's unanimous judgment represents a critical milestone in our decade-long campaign for transparent, legitimate appointment processes to South Africa's Chapter 9 institutions, the state institutions tasked with serving as the guardians and protectors of our constitutional democracy. The Constitutional Court found that Parliament failed in three key areas. Firstly, in withholding essential information about candidates from the public. Secondly, allowing only 14 days for public comment, which was an insufficient time for meaningful public engagement. And thirdly, by restricting submissions to a mere 2,000 characters through an online-only form. The court declared the appointments of five Commission for Gender Equality commissioners invalid, suspended this declaration of invalidity for 12 months to allow for a proper constitutional process. Parliament has been ordered to pay the costs. This victory sends a clear message. Genuine public participation is not optional. It's a constitutional requirement. Citizens have the right to meaningful involvement in choosing who leads the institutions that serve them. This judgment affirms that our democracy is both representative and participatory. The public cannot be sidelined when appointing leaders to institutions meant to strengthen our democracy. Today's ruling will guide better processes for all future appointments of Chapter 9 institutions. The judgment establishes important precedent for public participation in the other processes of Parliament, beyond just legislation, ensuring citizens can hold government accountable for choosing institutional leadership.